to get the tissue just right.
So that
it's kind of full of snot already, so I think I need a new one.
So that it peeks out of your nose just a little bit so I can see it?
Yeah. I know that turns you on.
Yeah. It always turns me on when you pack your nose with tissue.
It's allergy season. It's either that or it's going to be running down my face the entire show. And people don't want to hear me blowing my nose.
No. But taking the little gun cleaner bar and ramming up in there like you're packing a cannon, uh-huh. That's a little scary.
I didn't do that.
That's called Unbreakable by Fireflight, and it rocks, does it not?
Oh, uh-huh.
Stop, you're going to give yourself a headache.
All the tissue fell out of my nose.
It's because you were banging your head over there.
Excuse me, moment.
We were watching the Gospel Channel, which if you don't have it, sorry. Sorry, but it rocks.
It was rocking tonight.
It was. It's called Fresh. It comes on Saturday nights. Friday nights. And we were watching it tonight, and it definitely is very, 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 very cool. Anyway, so we had that one, and then we had the other one, which was Inside Out by Nate Sally. And I don't have a clip of that one, but
that was good. It was good really teeny good. Bopper Christian music.
But it wasn't as jammy as when it's hard rock.
It was
that
pop, yeah. But it was good pop.
So check those two out if you can. You can find Fireflight Unbreakable on YouTube, if nowhere else. Oh, she's going to sneeze. Look out. Look out. Hold the microphones away from your head. Batten down the hatches.
Nope.
Oh. Look out. Here it comes again. Oh, there. Oh.
Oh, it came out as a laugh.
And that's got to hurt.
Oh, that hurt.
I told you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Better. All right. It's all good.
Good?
I got new tissue. Hang on. Let me get my...
Okay. All right. Can we start the show now?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Rolling down the freeway with the rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Fitz sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on them and it's all right.
All right. I don't even know what we're doing in today's show.
Today we have poop and chocolate milk.
Hey, I heard it here first, folks.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on them, and it's all right.
Yeah! And those tunes were brought to you by the Mermont himself, John Wilkerson. Check him out at JesusGeek.info. Now.
Yeah. It's date night.
It was written by Brian Bridges, performed by John Wilkerson. It is date night, and we're having our date with you right here on the...
Yes, we are. Right we've already gone on our date, and now we're home.
We're home.
And Helen's having a sleepover at her friend's house.
We went and picked up the Pacifica from the shop, and we went out to eat at...
Molina's?
Molina's in Greenville. And we had free margaritas.
Fajitas?
Yes.
Fajitas. And lots of guacamole?
Lots of guacamole.
Homemade tortillas.
Free frozen margaritas.
Uh-huh. Just one.
Just one.
Everything in moderation, people.
Yes. And salsa.
Salsa.
Salsa. It's that kind of salsa that's just a little hot that makes you want to keep eating it until your food gets there. Because if you stop, your mouth burns.
No, but you know what? Their tortillas were really good tonight.
Their fajitas were, excellent. They got cocaine in them or something.
Sweaty Mexican lady in the back making those, man.
Why are you going to put sweaty on there?
Because you know that rolling those out's hard work.
I'm sure it is, but I had one of my tortillas
was a little soggy.
I don't want to think about a person sweating. You think they're like, they get hot and they just put one under each arm?
Sure.
That's disgusting.
That might be why they're so good.
You gross me out. I think I'm going to have to go throw out.
Okay.
Wait.
While you're up, would you get me another tissue?
I think I did. I think I threw up a little bit there. And my,
Oh, it tickles. Ah.
Okay, so on with the show.
Oh, we're doing a show?
Yes, you have tempted us because you said you don't do bathroom humor, but yet you tempted the show.
I don't do bathroom humor.
With chocolate milk and poop, which are two things I don't want in the same sentence. It makes me very uncomfortable.
It's not bathroom humor.
And
there was nothing funny about this at all, trust
okay,
me.
This, okay, you know it's going to be a bad show. When Faith's bringing up tortillas under armpits and chocolate milk and poop. So let's have it.
A day in my life. That's what it is. What this is. A day in the life. So this morning I woke up. I woke up this morning.
Get out of bed.
And my throat hurt.
Across my head.
And my throat hurt. Okay. Now, I don't know if it hurt because I've had drainage done the back of my throat for like the past week and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Or if because we've had like the windows open for like 2.5-3 weeks and it's finally catching up with me because it's spring and it's allergy season and I'm a little late on this. I mean, I usually get my allergies sooner than this, I thought.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird year.
So anyway, my throat was killing me and I was achy, but I got up. And I got dressed, and I made my bed. Seriously.
Sorry. Day in the life. Go ahead.
This is the day in my life, not the day of John Lennon's life.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, I got ready, put my workup clothes on, got all ready. Helen surprised me, was all ready to go without me waking her up. That was a blessing.
That was neat, wasn't it?
Anyway, so I went in the kitchen and I sprayed some chloraseptic down my throat to numb the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Numb the pain real good. Took 3 ibuprofen, shot some Flonase up my nose, and walked around really wide-eyed and kind of...
drugged up and ready to go.
A little drugged up, ready to go. Okay. Took out of school, come home, feeling like, oh, I don't know if I can get on the treadmill. I just don't feel very good. I go in Helen's room and the cup of chocolate milk that you make for her every night...
Yes.
...is sitting on her nightstand... Only it's not sitting there. It's tipped over. And whatever was left had run down the side of her nightstand, all over her sheet, all over the dust truffle, and onto the floor. So.
And it's not fresh. It's like been there all night.
Yeah. So it was like dried on. And you know, like when milk dries, you like have to peel it off with your fingernail. You know, you like peeling. It's disgusting. Yeah.
So.
And it was smelling already.
Let me interject my experience into the day. It won't take very long, and then you can continue your story. I work from home on Friday, so I was in my office, and all I hear is, Brad, come help me a minute.
I didn't say it like that.
That is the way I heard it. And so I said, be right there, honey. And I got
you
up.
You did
and
not.
I came in there. And she's like, I need to get the dust rustle off the bed because there's chocolate milk spilled everywhere. And somehow this is my fault since I made the chocolate milk.
It is.
So
you didn't put it in a sippy cup.
She's 6, almost 7 years old.
Whatever.
Doesn't need a sippy cup.
Just saying.
I don't think she can even drink out of a sippy cup. I don't think it's good for her.
No, probably not. But it's better for my dust ruffle and carpet, which now has a chocolate stain in it.
So she says, so you got to get this dust ruffle off. So I pick up the mattress because...
So I can get the dust ruffle off.
That flush of fear that she's mad at me has come over me. And I have this incredible burst of human adrenaline strength. And so I just lift up the mattress. And
look,
pull
it's so heavy.
It's a mattress.
I could have lifted it up, but I was too irritated. I
get up and pull the dust ruffle out, and she pulls it out, and I'm like, she's okay. And I'm like, all right. So I set it down, and I'm like, okay, what's next? So she'd already moved the nightstand out of the way. I'm like, do you want me to move that further out of the way? No. Do you want me to? No. Do you want me to take that? No. Okay, I'm going to go back to my office now. Okay. Thank you. Anyway, at some point, the cab driver left and my wife showed up, but... So go on.
You have a very warped... You don't know what? Me at all.
I know. So continue your story.
So anyway, I scrubbed chocolate milk off the carpet and I scraped it off her nightstand with my fingernail. and scrubbed it out of the little crevices and everywhere. Got it all cleaned up. Put new clean sheets in the bed. Put everything in the washing machine. Mm-hmm. And I go.
Which didn't leak, by the way.
No, that was a good thing. I don't know where that water came from.
We had water magically appear in front of our.
I don't know. Did it rain in the window?
In the house? Maybe a cloud formed.
It's just raining over the washing machine. I don't know. I don't understand it. Maybe it was an ice cube that you threw under there when you were getting tea.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go around the house throwing ice cubes.
You do.
Just
you do. You're a mess.
I run amok and throw willy-nilly.
You do. You just throw ice cubes. I mean, and it's like two rooms away.
Well, you continue.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, so you wash the stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then I go to go work out. Okay. Right?
Yes.
So I'm working out.
Yes.
And I did get on the treadmill because I couldn't breathe because my nose and the whole
you could pass out
congestion if you're, business.
You're on the treadmill.
So I'm doing weights. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then Lauren gets there.
Lauren, you have to say who Lauren is.
Oh, Lauren is. I'm sorry. Lauren is the 2 year old toddler our friend's little girl that I've watched since she was 3 months old. Yep. So she gets here.
She's a member of our family, pretty much.
Pretty much.
She is our daytime foster child.
Yeah.
But the state doesn't pay us.
No.
Her parents
do. Her parents do. Yes.
Go ahead.
And so.
But she calls us mommy and
so
dad.
So I'm standing with Brad doing a rant about how that life coaches are stupid. And then I think that the world is going down the toilet. And that. It Oprah's the head of this whole spiral, and that I could be an eternal life coach. That's going to be my new calling. I'm going to be eternal life coach, and I'm going to teach people how to eternally. You know, they're talking about we need to take time.
Uh-huh.
We need to take. If you just take 15 minutes and just meditate, you know, somebody said that once. Who was that?
Could it be Jesus? It was Jesus.
Yes. Okay. Anyway. So she gets here. I've got a playroom. I put her in there. It's got one of those big, huge gates, you know, those octagonal play gate things.
Uh-huh.
So I put her in there. She's happy. Brad says, I need help doing taxes. So I come in. Speaking of which,
so
I can't do this show with these looking at me. Put these away.
I'll put the tax forms. Tax forms. So glad to get that done. You have no idea.
Okay.
I owe money, by the way.
Well, of course you do.
Of course I do.
Of course you do. Deductions. Need more deductions. Okay. We have used every deduction.
We've invented deductions.
So we've used all the deductions.
Didn't we have a cat that was medically insane?
Then we had to pay. I know.
Did we get a grant from the government to do goat research?
Pretty sure.
We can deduct that.
Can't deduct our child's private education.
Oh, don't
but you
get
can
me
deduct
started.
Goat research.
I pay taxes. I pay taxes for her to go to school, and then I have to pay public. Then I have to pay for her to actually get an education, and then I have to get homeschool curriculum so that Faith can subsidize the stuff that she's getting at private school. I'm going to hyperventilate.
He's hemorrhaging money. Hemorrhaging money. It's too much money. Anyway, okay.
How smart does she need to be? She's 7.
Oh, yeah. Not yet. She's really smart by the time she is 7 next month. Okay, so I'm sitting here and I'm reading off the number 1, line 1 is.
Yes.
Line 2 is.
Yes.
Okay. And I hear, Mama.
Mama poop.
Mama. Mama peas. I better go check that out. Yeah. So I get up and I walk in the room and there are little clumps of poop all over the carpet, like 7 little clumps. And I'm like, what on earth? And she's got little flip-flops on, little two-year-old, the cutest little two-year-old flip-flops. They're just precious. And there's poop smeared all over them. And it's off in her leg. She's going, Mama, shooey, shooey. And it's coming down her leg. And I'm like, what? Where did you pull your... What is... How did this happen? So I stick her in the bathtub and I take her, you know, and apparently her little diaper had gone up her bottom. You know
she
how they kind of shift?
She hadn't been alone for very long.
No, it had only been like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So she shit... Apparently her little diaper shifted.
You need to enunciate, lady. Talking about do here.
Yeah.
This is a family show.
It shifted into her bottom. And it allowed it all to fall out.
Fell out.
It fell out down her leg, down her pants, onto the floor, and apparently she just walked around in it.
Okay, so let me interject my experience of this day again, mm-hmm. once more, very briefly. All I get is Faith comes back into the room and looks at me with this look on her face that is much like I can only describe as perhaps it's perhaps Moses' look. When he walked down the mountain from talking with the actual creator of the universe from a burning bush without drugs and has two stone tablets in his hands and looks and sees the
gold,
the very children that he's, you know, that the Lord's been doing all this for, worshiping a golden calf. This is the look on her face. And she looks at me and she says, "There was poop everywhere." And this is the only context I have. I did not know the rest of this story. I'm just looking at him like, okay. You know, I'm thinking it was a bad diaper.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, thanks for sharing, you know. And she's like, no, there was poop everywhere.
It's disgusting.
So that's what she said. She goes, it was disgusting.
And so I had to get her a bath, and then I had to change her clothes. And then after that, I had to clean off her shoes.
I wonder if Jerry and Ginger are happy about us talking about her daughter's poop to people in Singapore. You know, I'm just wondering if people in Singapore, if they know. Anyway. Hello. Hello, Anne in Singapore.
Hello.
How you doing? I got, I don't know why it freaks me out so much when people in different countries listen to us, but it does.
I know, it's weird. Do they get us?
What do you mean, do they get us?
I mean.
Like pieces of us? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Just a piece? I don't even know what they're. What are you hacking off a toe?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know.
No.
What do you mean, get us?
I mean, like, you know, people in other countries have different sense of humor. You know, British has a dry. You know, the British have a dry sense of humor, which I love.
Yes.
But I mean, not everybody gets that.
No.
I mean, not everybody would think that we're funny. I mean, I don't necessarily think I'm very funny.
I don't think everybody does, but there's a good 400 or 500 people out there that do.
Huh. Who'd have thought? Anyway, yeah. So I had...
Whoa.
Hey, what happened? Stop the madness.
You can't leave this cord alone. That's
I can't... You put it in such a way that...
She keeps pulling her headphone cord out, and she thinks if she can't hear her, that you can't hear her.
I know you can hear me.
Okay, go ahead.
So then I had to get the carpet cleaner out again and scrub poop out of the carpet. And I just scrubbed chocolate milk out of the carpet.
Right.
So then I'm scrubbing.
Our carpet's been through the ringer today.
Scrubbing poop out of the carpet. And the whole time, Mama, suey, 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 poop, poop on my foot, suey.
She was like playing soccer with it and trains and stuff. It's like, choo choo.
Choo-choo, do-do, choo-choo.
And it shifted. Did. Thank you. All right.
So there was my day.
There was your day. Meanwhile, I'm here wringing my hands over the taxes. And
Line 12A. Deductions, people.
TurboTax is wonderful, except that they tempt you, because TurboTax keeps a little number up in the right hand corner.
Oh, it's coming down.
It tells you how much you still owe.
It's gambling.
And then it asks you a question, right? It says, "Did you?"
Well, you get all excited. You look at it, and all of a sudden he starts rubbing his hands together. I bought a car this year.
I was really excited about buying the car because I get to deduct all the sales tax, because we have sales taxes in Texas. And so I was very excited about that. And then I did it, and it did nothing. It was $3,500 before I did that, and then it came down to about $1,400.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. But then what happens is it sits up there, $1,200, and then it asks you a question. Did you have any tuition this year?
I did.
Ooh.
Tuition. I could.
Yeah. And you don't have to file. This is the thing. You don't have to, like, provide documentation.
But you were honest, because I made you be honest.
I was honest. I mean, I did have tuition this year. So... If it's weird, because if you go to like a certain kind of school, they issue a, a form to you, and it, and so you have to fill that out. But if you don't get that form and you go to an ineligible school,
whatever, because
it doesn't get federal grants, then you don't get this form. But you still get to claim your tuition. So it was very – so anyway.
Hand-wringing.
Yeah. If I had just doubled my tuition, I could have brought that number all the way down.
But you didn't because you didn't spend that much.
Because I was honest.
And it was wrong.
It would have been wrong.
That's lying and stealing.
But that's what I'm saying is it's tempting. There's a temptation there because they give you the number, $1,200, and then they ask you the question.
Surely I've had goats. I know I had goats.
Did you have any federal funded goat research this year? I'm like, what? I didn't know I could get I can get goats.
I can do goats.
I can get goats. And
careful how you say that.
Things, yeah. And so, anyway, there you go.
So a day in my life. And that's only with one baby. I usually have two.
That's true.
I did almost finish my workout before you called me and it made me read off the rest of the taxes to you.
I need help.
Yeah.
I can't
read the line and type it in at the same time.
No, I need somebody to sit here and hold my hand and tell me it's going
to
be okay.
You know what
I
need? Somebody to say.
That's what I really need.
Somebody to say, no, you didn't do that. No, you can't put that in there. No. I have to be his conscience. Because the number is always lurking.
All right. Yeah, I need somebody to accountability, and I also need somebody just to pat me on the head every once in a while and say, it's going to be okay. We'll figure it out.
It's all okay. We'll get your boat out
of
hock.
The Lord, my boat's being held hot by the man.
It's being held hostage.
The man called me and says, okay, if I do this, and this, it's going to be $600. I'm like, well, just do the one thing. Okay. Then when I go to pick it up, oh, it's $600.
I told you just to do the one thing.
Well, I know, but I had to do the other things that were unexpected. I'd have paid you the $600 to begin with, would you have had to done the unexpected things?
Uh-huh. See, they know. They know.
You just wanted $600.
You have a big S on your head.
What's that stand for?
I'm not going to say.
Super?
Super.
Sweet?
Super.
Super? Sweet? Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Super leech.
I don't even know what that means, man. I don't even know what that means. Well, I hope you've had a good Thursday. This was our Friday, but your Thursday, I believe.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, and I very rarely am. So.
Oh, sorry. Did I say that loud?
Did you sneeze?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, join us tomorrow for a wonderful Friday, and it'll be our Friday tomorrow, too,
uh-huh.
And your Friday, too, so we'll both have a Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be good.
It'll be fun. So
catch up, people.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a conversation with Fred.
Who?
Fred.
Who's Fred?
I don't remember.
I don't know Fred.
You don't know Fred?
Uh-uh.
Fred is my uncle. Uncle Fred.
Well, yeah,
you know
but
Freddy? Freddy, my uncle?
I know Freddy, Fred? But that's not who you're talking about.
Fred and Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred, my Fred.
Who passed away.
Yeah, last year.
No, just like a few months ago.
Okay, a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
That's not the person
you
I'm talking about.
You don't ever talk about Uncle Freddy. You never have a talk with him.
No.
At least I hope you don't now.
That's not who I'm talking about.
Oh, who?
Fred from the Forum Fred. Forum Fred.
I don't know Forum Fred.
You don't know Forum Fred?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I am very new to the forum.
But you know what? You are posting and you are reading and you're enjoying it. I'm very surprised. I'm almost afraid to say anything. I don't want to jinx it.
Really?
Yeah. You seem to be.
Well, I'm not so sure about
contributing.
Contributing a lot, but I like to read.
Yeah.
Read them. It's funny to see people, what they say and stuff.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, if you only post one thing a day, I mean, that's a presence, and that's lets people know that you're reading. It lets people know you've been there.
I'm there. I'm looking
good
between Gymboree and that. I'm in
between scrubbing poop and
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. You're reading for.
That's right.
All right. So,
do what you can.
Do what you can. All right. And in Singapore,
human
I'm sorry.
Squares, they're good. Hey. Pie.
That's as much you're going to get it from Skeeter Pie right there.
Because she's at a sleepover.
She's in bed when we record. So she doesn't get to talk on there. And she doesn't like to. She's kind of shy on the
mic. She gets kind of freaked out.
So.
She's maybe like my dad day. In 1932. No, 31. I was born on a hot August day in 1931. I love my dad.
I'm glad somebody does.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.